Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 46, Scene 5. Separation from Krishna is absolutely impossible. When Uddhava said that he had a message from Krishna, the gopis were more interested in hearing the message than in hearing about their exalted position. They did not very much like being praised for their high position. Indeed, they showed anxiety to hear the message which Uddhava had brought from Krishna. My dear gopis, I am especially deputed to carry this message to you, who are such great and gentle devotees. Krishna has specifically sent me to you because I am Krishna's most confidential servitor. The written message which Uddhava brought from Krishna was not delivered to the gopis by Uddhava, but instead Uddhava personally read it before them. The message was very gravely written so that not only the gopis, but all empiric philosophers might understand how pure love of God is intrinsically integrated with all the different energies of the Supreme Lord. From Vedic information it is understood that the Supreme Lord has multi-energies, parasya shaktir vividhaiva sruyate. Also, the gopis were such intimate personal friends of Krishna that while Krishna was writing the message for them, Krishna was much moved and could not write distinctly. Uddhava, as the student of Brihaspati, had very sharp intelligence, so instead of handing over the written message, Uddhava thought it wise to read it personally and explain it to them. These are the words from the Personality of Godhead. My dear gopis, my dear friends, please know that separation between ourselves is impossible at any time, at any place, or under any circumstance, because I am all-pervading. This all-pervasiveness of Krishna is explained in Bhagavad Gita, both in the 9th and 7th chapters. Krishna is all-pervasive in his impersonal feature. Everything is resting in Krishna, but Krishna is not personally present everywhere. In the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita also it is stated that the 5 gross elements, earth, water, fire, air, and sky, and the 3 subtle elements, mind, intelligence, and ego, are all Krishna's inferior energies. But there is another superior energy, which is called the living entity. The living entities are also directly part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the source of both the material and spiritual energies. Krishna is always intermingled with everything as cause and effect. Not only the gopis, but all living entities are always inseparably connected with Krishna in all circumstances. The gopis, however, are perfectly and thoroughly in cooperation in their relationship with Krishna, whereas the living entities, under the spell of Maya, are forgetful of Krishna. The living entities think themselves as separate identities, having no connection with Krishna. Love of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is therefore the perfectional stage of real knowledge in understanding things as they are. Our minds can never be vacant. The mind is constantly occupied with some kind of thought, and the subject matter of such thought cannot be outside the eight elements of Krishna's material energy. So one who knows this philosophical aspect of all thoughts is actually a wise man, and he surrenders unto Krishna. The gopis are the typical example of this perfectional stage of knowledge. They are not simple mental speculators. Their minds are always in Krishna. The mind is nothing but the energy of Krishna. Actually, any person who can think, feel, act, and will cannot be separated from Krishna. But the stage in which one can understand his or her eternal relationship is called Krishna consciousness. The diseased condition in which one cannot understand his or her eternal relationship with Krishna is the contaminated stage or Maya. Since the gopis are on the platform of pure transcendental knowledge, their minds are always filled with Krishna consciousness. For example, as there is no separation between fire and air, so there is no separation between Krishna and the living entities. When the living entities forget Krishna, they are not in their normal condition. As for the gopis, because they are always thinking of Krishna, they are on the absolute stage of perfection in knowledge. The so-called empiric philosophers sometimes think that the path of bhakti is meant for the less intelligent. But unless the so-called man of knowledge comes to the platform of bhakti, his knowledge is certainly impure and imperfect. Actually, the stage of perfecting one's eternal relationship with Krishna is love in separation. But that is also illusory, because there is no separation. The gopis were never separated from Krishna. Even from the philosophical point of view, there was no separation. And the cosmic manifestation is also not separate from Krishna. Uddhava thus continued to read Krishna's message. Nothing is separate from me. The whole cosmic manifestation is resting upon me and is not separate from me. Before the creation, I was existing. This is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Before creation, there was only Narayan. There were no Brahma and no Shiva as assistants. The whole cosmic manifestation is manipulated by the three modes of material nature. Brahma is the incarnation of the quality of passion. It is said that Lord Brahma created this universe. But Brahma is a secondary creator, for the original creator is Narayan. This is also confirmed by Shankara Acharya. Narayana paro vyaktat. Narayan is transcendental beyond this cosmic creation. Thus, Krishna creates, maintains, and annihilates the whole cosmic manifestation by expanding himself in different incarnations. Everything is Krishna, and everything is depending on Krishna. But Krishna is not perceived in the material energy. Material energy is called Maya or illusion. In the spiritual energy, however, Krishna is perceived at every step in all circumstances. This perfectional stage of understanding is present in the gopis. Just as Krishna is always aloof from the cosmic manifestation, although it is completely dependent on Krishna, so a living entity
is also completely aloof from one's material conditional life. The material body has developed on the basis of spiritual existence. In Bhagavad Gita, the whole cosmic manifestation is accepted as the mother of the living entities, and Krishna is the father. As the father impregnates the mother by injecting the living entity within the womb, so all the living entities are injected by Krishna in the womb of the material nature. They thus come out in different bodies according to their different fruitive activities. But in all circumstances, the living entity is aloof from this material conditioned life. If we simply study our own bodies, we can understand how a living entity is always aloof from this bodily encagement. Every action of the body is taking place by the interaction of the three modes of material nature. We can see at every moment many changes taking place in bodies, but the spirit soul is aloof from all changes. One can neither create, nor annihilate, nor interfere with the actions of material nature. The living entity is therefore entrapped by the material body and is conditioned in three stages, namely, while awake, asleep, and unconscious. The mind is acting through all the three conditions of life. The living entity, in one's sleeping or dreaming condition, sees something as real, and in one's awake condition, one sees the same thing as unreal. Therefore, it is concluded that under certain circumstances, one accepts something as real, and under other circumstances, one accepts the very same thing as unreal. These matters are the subject matter of study for the empiric philosopher or the Sankhya yogi. In order to come to the right conclusion, Sankhya yogis undergo severe austerities and penances. They practice control of the senses and renunciation. All these different ways of determining the ultimate goal of life are compared to rivers. Krishna is the ocean. As the rivers flow down towards the ocean, all attempts for knowledge flow towards Krishna. After many, many births of endeavor, when one actually comes to Krishna, one attains the perfectional stage. Krishna therefore says in Bhagavad Gita, all are pursuing the path of realizing me, but those who have adopted courses without any bhakti find their endeavor very troublesome. Klesho adhikataras tesham. Krishna cannot be understood unless one comes to the point of bhakti. In Bhagavad Gita, three paths are enunciated: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Those who are too addicted to fruitive activities are advised to perform actions which will bring them to bhakti. Those who are addicted to the frustration of empiric philosophy are also advised to realize bhakti. Karma Yoga is different from ordinary karma, and Jnana Yoga is different from Jnana. Ultimately, as stated by Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktiyamang Abhijanati, only through execution of devotional service can one understand Krishna. The perfectional stage of devotional service was thus achieved by the gopis because they did not care to know anything but Krishna. It is confirmed in the Vedas, yasmin eva vigyate sarvam eva vigyatam bhavanti. This means that simply by knowing Krishna, all other knowledge is automatically acquired.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.